Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I'm guessing, Jeff, you could probably sing a little Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, the man. The man. Right? Remember that movie, Great Balls of Fire? I remember as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Morrow's in studio. He's the co-host of The Kitchen on the Food Network, owner of Morrow Provisions. They happen to sponsor the beef tourney because, honestly, can you have a beef in this town without having the jardiniere on top?
No, you can. It's actually sacrilegious. I know about 7 guys that got kicked out of the city for not doing such. It's an abomination, and it should never happen. It's really the greatest compliment there is, right?
And is that what Morrow Provision started with? Was it your craft jardinera?
Yeah, it started about 4 years ago at my kitchen island, like all my great ideas. And it just kind of started with a passion to make the food I grew up eating better. And that's all Chicago-centric foods like the jardinera, like the Italian beef, like all the meats and everything. So, it's a passion of mine. I do TV. I've got a band. I've got a lot of things. But like Morrow Provisions is my baby. And I will not stop until the world can not only pronounce jardinera, but eats it at every meal.
And I listened to your latest podcast, and because you are torn in so many different directions, which I applaud, because it sounds like everything you love, food, music, travel, TV, you've got a big personality, you incorporated into making a living, but you still have that parental guilt about leaving your kid, right?
So true. Thanks for listening. We're really proud of the podcast. I know like a lot of people like with maybe TV shows or notoriety, like I'm gonna do a podcast, they do 6 of them and they bow out because they realize how much work needs to go into it. And it's me and my little sister Emily, and it's a glimpse into our life. We work together, we're obviously siblings, we have the same, you know, parents and siblings that are all you know, our brand of crazy. But part of I think what makes me happy is knowing I'm raising my kid here in the same neighborhood I grew up in, and I didn't get really pulled to the coasts where my star might have risen quicker or more aggressively, but we're more grounded here. And I'm very proud of that fact. So when I have to leave my son, who's like, let me remind the audience right now, my son is 15 years old. He'll be 16 at 2. I think he throws me
He's
a parade
like,
when I leave the house.
I'm good.
He does. He got balloons. He got Mylar balloons that says "Bon voyage, Dad." Can't wait to not see you in 3 days. But yeah, it is difficult to leave. Just, you know, you're home, and then
you
I come back
have.
Here, and it's like just like my love is renewed all over again.
Yeah, I'm talking to the audience when I say you should check out this podcast. And you know, the one thing about bringing ice, honestly, I throw a lot of parties and people always want to bring something. And I don't like when people bring something to my party because I have it planned out. You know I have a schedule of what's being served, when it's being served. I know it's at temp. I take it very seriously. All I want is ice. That's it. And when you say, just bring me ice, they don't.
It's so important, Lisa, ice. But also, what's more important, which you really struck a nerve with me, it's even written about in my cookbook, which is also called Come On Over. I have a whole like chapter dedicated to ice. It's just crazy how obsessed with ice I am. But I don't want, don't be offended if I tell you not to bring anything. Don't make your favorite dip. Don't bring that hot charcuterie platter that's been sitting in your trunk for 4 hours. I don't want it. I'm going to have charcuterie. I'm going to have dip, but it's going to be fresh and perfect and appropriate for the party I'm throwing.
Yes.
But yes, please bring me a 5-pound bag of clean ice because I don't want you dip. I don't want you to mix me a Pappy Van Winkle 18-year-old, bourbon and then reach into the, freezer where that ice is dripping down from the machine and then using your hands and putting in the glass with that foggy ice. And that beautiful booze come together, it's terrible.
Hey, man, you are a man after my own heart. And Kevin loves you, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, Kevin's a great man.
That's a great man.
We're very aligned, too. I had the pleasure of doing his podcast, and you know, he's just as passionate about food and Italian beef as I am.
Well, we had a lot of fun discussing the suspicious activity that went down in our beef brackets. Oh,
it's the best thing. It's a great. I know we've had a heavy news week, quote unquote. Okay. Do I need to bring it up? No, I don't. But you know what's even bigger, and it's hitting on all the channels, is the Bangladeshi beef debacle of 2024.
So a whole bunch of votes came in overnight, thousands, and our IT and sales team were able to track. It was an IP address coming from Bangladesh. Somehow, some way, somebody, a passionate fan of a couple of these restaurants, had a guy in Bangladesh or something like that, and they were fudging the votes a little bit.
I mean, is that not the most Chicago thing that has happened in a century? That they had an Italian beef bracket, mind you, that was extraly put together by you guys. I mean, there's like 80 of the top known, unknown, stellar stars of the beef world, but it took a lot of time, and then you get to the final four, and of course, you know, someone's like, you know, hey, maybe it's probably a late night call at a phone booth, the only phone booth left in the city. And it's like, hey, I got a guy. It's a vote guy. He's a beef vote guy. He's real passionate about the butt, doesn't he? He lives in Bangladesh. Here's a matte silver briefcase full of whatever it took, $800. I couldn't imagine it was that much. And then, you know, trying to do it the old-fashioned way, the Chicago way.
Right, buying votes from the Bangladesh guy.
So funny. It is so funny. This better make one of your podcasts.
Oh, I cannot wait. My sister's across from me, who's my co-host on the podcast, and she's literally making notes as we speak. She's like, Bangladesh beef debacle 2024. But yeah, I'm just hoping the world knows that that's how passionate, you know, this city is about beef. And what we've done with Marl Provisions is make the best beef possible and ship it across the country. And it's been so great because you get the bread, the sausage, the giardiniera, and the beef in there. And everybody can experience this because outside town...
You got a Chicago pizza party box now. And for people who live outside the city that are listening, we have so many people living in other states that cannot get good pizza. This is your key.
Oh, it is the best. It is a frozen pizza. It comes shipped frozen, but it does not taste. It's a tavern-style pizza, that cracker thin crust, good cheese. We have one pizza with our Italian beef, Italian sausage, and our giardiniera on it. And the other one is that cup and char crispy pepperoni and topped with our brand new Honey G, which is a relish made with honey and all the good stuff about giardiniera. So it's sweet and hot.
Marl Provisions. That's MARO Provisions.com. So do people get it? Do they get provisions instead of like Marl Meat or Meat King or something like that?
You know, Meat King. I didn't think of that. Emily, make a note. King. Emily, Meat King, change the whole company name to Meat King. I am the Sandwich King. But you know what? I wanted it to be classic. I wanted it to be indicative of the roots of the city, right? We're a meat town. We're the big three, right? The beef trust of yore. And I wanted it to evoke that. And make it more about my family and less about Jeff Marl, I guess. So it's a family company. There's three of us work there. A lot of them on contract as well. So we're building this business to kind of be the, you know, face, the name, and the flavor of Chicago food everywhere. Because now with like shows like The Bear and what hopefully I'm doing on my shows like The Kitchen is just like Chicago is the culinary epicenter of the country.
Yes.
For
yes.
Sure.
I love that. And I love watching you. I love listening to you. Your band is playing at Fitzgerald's on what, the 19th?
Yeah, this is this Friday. Doors open at 7. That's why my voice sounds like this. So I apologize. Normally I have this beautiful, sexy baritone that does, it's actually the equivalent of what gravy sounds like, the Italian beef gravy, but it's my voice. But now it sounds like, you know, I've been hailing cigars all afternoon.
Jeff, come back anytime. We really love having you on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.
Jeff Marl, check out Marl Provisions. You won't believe all the stuff he's got going on. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.